And welcome into another edition of Cup of Joe, brought to you by Custom Computer Technology. Stuart Davis now joined in studio by Doc. Doc is a representative of Starbase, which is a organization that focuses on STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. It caters to area fifth grade students here in Helena and surrounding areas. Doc, welcome back and thanks for coming in and having a cup of Joe with us.
You bet. I appreciate it. Love being here.
Last time we talked, you were getting ready for the summer season and a lot of camps going on. It sounds like you had a lot of success with your camps this summer.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had three different camps and the first one was for military kids. We had 37 of those kids come through there. Then the following week, we partnered with Helena Indian Alliance and we served our local Native population. We had 15 kids come through that for that camp. And then the following week, we did what's called a Summer Academy. It's our first time doing this. We can't quite reach every single kid around Helena than the surrounding areas. So this year we had East Helena come in. They have 6 fifth grade classes along with all the Helena classes. We started the Summer Academy to open it up to kids who didn't get a chance to come to Starbase. So Montana City, Clancy, and the private schools here in Helena. So we had 34 kids that come to that. That was a huge success. Next year, we're going to do it again. Next year, East Helena is going to be out of the rotation for Starbase during the school year, but they will be able to come to summer camp at the end of the year next year.
Talking with Doc from Starbase. Sorry, kids, if you're listening, already turning an eye towards the school year and getting ready for Starbase for this 2022-2023 school year. And you're funded through the U.S. Department of Defense.
Correct. Yeah, we're federally funded. You know, we get all of our money from the feds, but of course, it's like the National Guard model. So the state of Montana pays for it, you know, and the feds reimburse them a little bit at a time. So we're trying to get a new star base up in Malta for the High Line. If that happens, you know, we'll have Great Falls, Helena, and then Malta. So that would be awesome. And then down the road, eventually, we'd like to put a star base in Billings as well.
People that are still unfamiliar with Starbase, maybe they're listening for the first time and haven't heard your previous conversations. This is for fifth grade students. How often are you meeting with the students?
The students during the school year come out for 5 days, for 1 week. Usually it's Monday through Friday. They take a bus with their teacher from their school to Starbase out at Fort Harrison. They'll get there about 9 a.m. and they'll do academics all day, hands-on experiments till about 2, and then they leave. So it's 25 hours of curriculum time per class.
And exciting news, last time we spoke, you're building and putting together a brand new website. Is that finished now?
Yep. That just went live. You know, Cara, who is the Starbase Montana director and Great Falls site director, and I've been working on that. So if you just go to, say, the Montana Military Affairs, Department of Military Affairs website, the homepage, there's a Starbase tab on there. We have one section for curriculum that kind of goes to the DOD, kind of see what we teach out there. And then we each have a section for our own sites as well.
Well, Doc, it sounds like exciting times with Starbase as always. Thank you for coming in and having a cup of Joe with us.
Thank you, Stuart.